The Forbidden Portal is open! I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, February 4th, 2021. A special welcome to those of you listening on TheWrestlingRevolution.com. If you want our updates on your website, email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com. Let's get right into the stunning ending to last night's AEW Dynamite. This is a moment a lot of fans had been hoping for since AEW first launched. Now, they have proof of at least a handshake working agreement between AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Kenta attacked Jon Moxley at the end of Dynamite, delivering a go-to-sleep to close the show. It was strongly implied that Don Callis knew Kenta was there, and Excalibur asked, quote, "Has the break in the Bullet Club been fixed?" It didn't really sound like that was the case when a camera caught up with Kenta and Omega after the show.
Dude, bro, this Switchblade never told me to expect a guest. Put it there. Welcome to the American Club, my friend.
Shut the f*** up. I'm not your friend. I'm here to beat Jon Moxley.
That clip from AEW's social media, Omega promised to patch things up with Kenta so they can challenge Jon Moxley and Lance Archer in a tag match on next week's Dynamite. Kenta's surprise attack came after Omega and the Good Brothers beat Moxley, Rey Fénix, and Pac. Chris Jericho and MJF will challenge the Young Bucks for the AEW tag titles at Revolution after winning a tag team battle royal that included the Bucks. The Good Brothers turned up here too. They showed up at ringside and caused the eliminations of the Bucks and the number one contenders for the Good Brothers Impact tag titles, Private Party. FTR missed the battle royal due to a storyline suspension. A video shown later revealed they had abducted Marco Stunt. Dr. Britt Baker beat Thunder Rosa. The wedding of Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford went smoothly until the toast. That's when Chuck Taylor sneakily chained Miro to the ring post, attacked Kip, sent Penelope into the cake. Orange Cassidy emerged, and he finished off Kip. The long road to Shaquille O'Neal stepping inside an AEW ring will end just before the Revolution pay-per-view. It'll happen days earlier on the March 3rd episode of Dynamite, Shaq and Jade Cargill versus Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet. We got an information dump during Dynamite on AEW's upcoming tournament to decide a new number one contender for their women's championship. 16 women split into brackets to be competed in the US and Japan. We already know one first round match on the US side of the bracket, that's Riho versus Serena Deeb. The rest of the US field announced last night, Dr. Britt Baker, Ty Conti, Thunder Rosa, Nyla Rose, Anna Jay, and Layla Hirsch. The Japan side of the bracket has Aja Kong, Venny, Ryo Mizunami, Yuka Sakazaki and Maki Ito from Tokyo Joshi Pro, Emi Sakura and Mei Tsuruga from Choco Pro, and Rin Kadokura from Marvelous. No specific start date for the tournament, AEW only said it's coming this February.
WWE.
The next NXT TakeOver now has a name and a few more matches. Finn Balor will defend the NXT Championship against Pete Dunne at NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day on February 14th. Edge interrupted their face-to-face and said he's got eyes on the winner and perhaps the NXT title.
That is intriguing. And if I haven't made my choice by TakeOver, who knows, this fight may cause me to make my choice.
That clip from WWE's YouTube channel. Later, Edge bumped into Karrion Kross, who delivered some threatening words. Kross also ambushed Legado del Fantasmo and got in the face of Santos Escobar after Escobar had beaten Curt Stallion to retain his Cruiserweight title. Kushida will challenge Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship at TakeOver. Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez beat Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter to advance to the finals of the Women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, which will happen at TakeOver. Two quarterfinal matches in the Men's Dusty Classic last night, Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher. They make a pretty good team. They beat Adam Cole and Roderick Strong. The grizzled young veterans await them in the semifinals. Those two teams brawled as NXT went off the air. Legado del Fantasmo beat Lucha House Party. They'll face MSK in the semis. Both of those semifinal matches will happen on next week's NXT. Today's NXT UK has Jordan Devlin in another Cruiserweight Championship Open Challenge, plus Nina Samuels versus Zaya Brookside.
Ring of Honor.
Brian Johnson got his revenge. He defeated Danhausen in a match that debuted on Ring of Honor's YouTube channel on Wednesday. Also Wednesday, Ring of Honor announced the re-signing of Jay Lethal. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, February 4th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We appreciate your support. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.